USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A United Airlines plane in Denver, Colorado, experienced engine failure just after takeoff. A spokesman for the Broomfield Police Department, Rachel Welch, said the officers had secured areas where the debris had fallen.
We'll secure the area, take initial witness statements from people that have debris in their yard, and then we will eventually turn the investigation over to the NTSB. They'll determine what happened.
The plane was heading to Honolulu. It turned around and made a safe landing at the Denver airport. There were no injuries. After the big snowstorm in Texas, Democratic lawmakers are calling for government regulation. Republican Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson says the last thing he wants is government regulation for the state's power grid.
We have an independent grid. I want to keep it that way. I think Governor Abbott has been adamant about having the Texas legislature look into this and figure out where we as a state need to regulate this.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A New Jersey federal judge whose son was killed by a lawyer last year says the same man has been tracking Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Judge Esther Salas told CBS News' 60 Minutes that FBI agents found a gun, ammunition, and a folder with information about the justice. Two women have been cited by police with a warning for posing as elderly people to get COVID-19 vaccinations in Florida. They dressed up in costumes to appear older so that they could get vaccines. They were discovered after they'd already gotten their first shot. A few days ago, authorities in Orlando, Florida, apprehended the two women as they posed as senior citizens to get vaccinated. A sheriff's spokeswoman says the women, who are 35 and 45 years old, disguised themselves with bonnets, gloves, and glasses. The sheriff's office released a video on Friday of the deputy confronting the two women.
You know what you have done? You've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new winter storm is taking shape over Nebraska, Iowa, and northern Missouri. Forecasters say the snow is likely to spread to the rest of the Midwest and reach up to Michigan. By Monday, the storm should reach New England. Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin says the Mars rover Perseverance could be a step towards a manned mission to the red planet. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The Mars rover Perseverance has been sending images of the surface of the red planet back to Earth since landing earlier this week. Ingenuity, the helicopter companion to the rover, checked in with Mission Control on Saturday and will soon attempt to become the first helicopter to fly on another planet. Buzz Aldrin believes the mission is a step towards sending a man to Mars. The second man to ever walk on the moon tells Fox News that depending on how the Artemis mission to the moon goes, men walking on Mars could be close behind.
We've got to do a good number of things in Artemis, our manned program to the moon. I don't think we can do both of them at real high intensity. So it's going to take first one at the moon, and then the public is going to be ready to see the next, which will be a sophisticated improvement of these unmanned missions.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.